Hey, it's Movie Snark, making fun of what comes out of Hollywood. Explicit language guaranteed. I'm Archie Andrico, and you'll hear my voice a lot, though there will be guest readers. All movie parody scripts come from the-editing-room.com. This time, it's Whiplash, written by John Kay and Craig, read by Jarrett Brown.
Fade in. Interior music school classroom. Music student Miles Teller is beating a drum set like a lazy Chris Brown joke. Suddenly, music teacher J.K. Simmons enters. Miles Teller stops playing like a polite person. Why did you stop playing? Miles Teller starts playing again. I didn't ask you to start playing again. Have the mind games begun already? It seems pretty reasonable to assume. Play some more. Miles Teller does. Stop playing. Miles Teller does. Do a handstand. He does. Sing the national anthem of Greece in Swahili while knitting a two-tone cravat out of pure spider silk. He does. Your sycophantic need to impress me is disgusting. You will always be a failure. Kill yourself. JK leaves. Miles gains one frustration point. Interior movie theater. Miles is seeing a movie with his dad, Paul Reiser. So, how are you liking music school, Miles? It's terrible. I blew my one and only chance with J.K. Simmons, the greatest band leader in the history of audible noise. I should just resign myself to a lifetime of being a devastatingly superior drummer rather than an incredibly superior drummer. Oh, well, you could always join a rock band. Don't even say the R word around me. Jazz drumming is Dom Perignon in a gilded chalice. Rock drumming is a diarrhea smoothie. You're kind of a pretentious cunt, aren't you? We gotta get you a manic pixie dream girl to make you more human. Melissa Benoit waves from the concession stand. Sup? All right, fine. I'll give her a shot. But I'm dumping her ass if she even breathes the words Neil Peart. Miles goes to school and plays in his shitty freshman band class. J.K. appears at the door. Listen up, maggots. I'm looking for non-shitty players for my big boy band. Remember, the music industry is a fetid cesspool of cutthroat executives, corporate sellouts, and the rare, earnestly talented artist who inevitably gets exploited by hangers-on, screwed out of iTunes money, or maintains their integrity right up until they join the 27 Club. And if I funk you out of my band, which I will do if I so much as smell a mistimed fart, you will never get to work there and have to settle for the hell of having a stable job in a better industry. Now go ahead, make my day. The band plays their fucking hearts out. You should all jump off the first available bridge. Miles, you should still jump off a bridge, but I'll allow you to try and survive my band class first. Be there at exactly 5 a.m. tomorrow. Bring your sheet music and a healthy dose of Stockholm Syndrome. Sure thing, boss man. Since this is my big chance that I'm obsessively fixated on seizing with all the single-minded intensity of a psychotic perfectionist, I can't imagine what kind of crazy circumstances could possibly come up that would stop me from showing up at 5 o'clock right on the button. Miles Teller oversleeps for no reason. Interior practice room. Miles sprints into the room super late, only to find J.K. was lying and rehearsals don't even start until 9. Shucks. Another one of J.K.'s classic mind fucks, intended to drill home an important lesson. The lesson in question appears to be J.K. Simmons is a sadistic prick. Miles tunes his drums while the rest of the band shuffles in, followed by J.K. All right, everybody. So far, today's rehearsal has been like inhaling fire ants through my ears, and all of your families have stopped loving you. Now let's see how much further you can fuck things up once you start actually playing. The band plays for about a bar and a half. Hold it! You, fat trombone player! You're off key, half an imaginary semitone. Fuck off out of my band! Go eat some actual musical talent, you lard-ass piece of shit! The trombone player goes home in tears. Ha ha, joke's on him. He was actually completely on key. But the fact that he didn't know that he was on key shows he was a tone-deaf incompetent. So fuck him. Flauntist. But sir, even the most gifted music student in the world might start to doubt their own ears if a noted authority on music kept screaming about how badly... Shut the fuck up, all of you. No, seriously. Stop talking or doing things or being on screen when possible. From here on out, I refuse to so much as acknowledge the existence of band members who aren't drummers. Miles, that's your cue to dazzle us. I'm sure you'll do great, buddy. Smiles, gives thumbs up. Why are you trying to lower my defenses by acting all buddy-buddy right now? It's not like I'd buy it for 1 second after you've been total raging asshole every second of the movie so far. Maybe not, but I'll set up some neat trailer moments at least. Now come on, play. Miles Teller plays fantastically. Not bad, but it's a bit off tempo. Miles Teller plays amazingly. Pretty good, but still a little wonky. Miles Teller plays perfectly. You're a third of a micron of a temporal unit off the rhythm I just made up in my head. Try again. Miles Teller plays flawlessly. That's great. And by great, I mean whips a goddamn chair at Miles' head. What the fuck, dude? You're lucky I have lightning-fast drummer reflexes, or else I'd be out of frontal lobe and you'd be knee-deep in a lawsuit. What the fuck did you just fucking say about me, you little bitch? I'll have you know I graduated top of my class at Juilliard, and I've been involved in numerous renditions of Duke Ellington and John Coltrane, and I have over 300 performed shows. I am trained in jazz piano, and I am the top conductor in the entire U.S. music industry. You are nothing to me but just another intern. I will wipe you the fuck out with precision, the likes of which has never been seen before in this conservatory. Mark my fucking words. Wow, you're like the love child of Gordon Ramsay and Drill Sergeant from Full Metal Jacket. I wonder if it's too late to switch to tuba. It is. Miles gains 3 frustration points. Interior ice cream parlor. Miles is on a date with Melissa. So, what do you do? I eat, sleep, and breathe drumming. Every minute of every day I have that sweet rhythm in my head. I'll never once doubt my conviction to the ancient art of the cymbals and skins. I'm so rhythmic I make metronomes cry. I masturbate in compound meter. Huh. Well, I'm undeclared at the moment. Really? You mean you didn't pick a lifelong obsession before you were old enough to buy tobacco? Nah, I'm exploring my options like a normal 20-year-old. Fascinating. Miles loses a frustration point. Interior band competition. Miles is practicing before the big show. The main drummer, Nate Long, approaches him. Hey, intern, hold my sheet music for a few minutes. Miles Teller loses the sheet music. Damn it, Miles, you screwed me. Well, I've done nothing but practice this set list intensely day and night for the past several months. I can't play any of it from memory due to a convenient neurological condition the screenwriter just pulled out of his ass. Nate, I'm disgusted that you delegate your task to this brain-dead chimpanzee. Miles, you're on the main drums. I really hope you've memorized little or everything you're going to play. Yeah, that's great. But first, could we actually explain what happened to the sheet music? It's not like I misplaced it. I put it in a specific place, and while my back was turned for 2 seconds, it straight up vanished. Did somebody think it'd be fun to steal a random bunch of drum charts? Did the thing just sublimate into the ether? Oops, I nearly had a thought about something other than my obsession with drumming. Time to go drum some drumming on my drums! Miles plays the concerts and kills it. Okay, you're my main drummer now. Approval? Oh, sweet approval! After months of literal blood, sweat, and tears, I have finally managed to painstakingly claw my way up to... On second thought, I'm giving lead drums to some random goober I found outside. Austin Stonewell appears, trips over drum set, knocks self out. Genius! Okay, seriously, how far are these mind games going to go? This guy's obviously just here to make me jealous. There's no chance in hell you'd actually put him on stage. Oh, I am going to drop you like the bass! JK tortures Miles, Austin, and Nate for hours by making them practice until they bleed all over the drums. Okay, you are all failures, and if the building was on fire, I'd save the drums first. But Miles, you were half a plank unit less pathetic than the other two. I shall allow you to continue to exist. Interior ice cream parlor. Miles is on another date with Melissa. Listen, Melissa, we have to break up. It's not you, it's me. Actually, it's totally you, because you're not a drum set. Can you become one? No. Then I just don't think we have a future together.
Really? You're rejecting my manic pixie dream girl affection so you can keep retorturing yourself for the approval of a man who reads Chinese parenting manuals for teaching tips? Seriously, that guy makes Tywin Lannister look like Mr. Rogers. J.K. Simmons saw V for Vendetta and went, huh, I wonder if the PTA would let me get away with that. You really think this is the guy who can turn you into the next Buddy Rich? Sorry, what? I was too busy counting out the syncopations in your nagging. Choke on a drumstick. Miles gains 10 frustration points. Interior concert hall. Miles has taken a bus to the next big show when his bus gets a flat tire. No problem. I'll just call a cab to... Walks into a town. Come pick me up and take me to the... Goes through the entire car rental process. Why am I doing the slowest thing possible? He drives like a motherfucker to get there on time. Way to go, fucker. You're only 15 minutes early. I sure hope you brought drumsticks. He didn't. Okay, fuck this. Nate's back in the drum set. Really? You mean no one else at this goddamn jazz concert brought a spare set of drumsticks? Whatever. I probably left them, in my car. Yes. Hold that drum stool for me as I simply have to go out to my car for my sticks and not speed like a madman back to the car rental place. Sprinting out the door. If I'm still not back in 10 minutes, well, that just means I lock myself in my car. You probably won't believe that ass-tard lie, but that's for the best, because if you did believe it, you'd have to conclude I was a total drooling mental defect. You're a drummer. People already assume that. But, Miles burns rubber getting back to the rental place. He gets his drumsticks and starts driving back. Okay, we're fine. I'll get them right on time. Hop on the drum set, play my heart out, and maybe Mr. Simmons will finally be my best friend forever. We'll play video games and go on walks, and there will be rabbits I get to tend. Truck. Beep, beep, motherfucker. Miles gets rolled by a goddamn semi. He crawls out of the wreckage and stumbles to the performance. Sorry I'm late, Mr. Simmons. I almost died. No big deal. I'm totally ready to give it my best, except the fact that I'm bleeding profusely and covered in bruises and both my hands are numb and probably fractured and I'm pretty sure my neck has a bad case of whiplash. Ha 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 ha. Anyway, I'm ready to do some jazz. Let's get started. While you look like you just crawled out of your own grave and anyone can see, you probably won't make it through a tenth of a song before your arms fall off. I'll go ahead and let you start playing anyway, because I can't pass up an opportunity to see you fail. Miles begins playing incredibly well for someone whose entire skeleton has been dislocated, which is to say he remains mostly conscious and manages to occasionally make the drumsticks connect with the drums. You sicken me. You're fired. Well, just call me Mike D. Why? Because I'm Buddy Rich when I fly off the handle. Miles gains 50,000 frustration points, which he channels into beating the shit out of J.K. Simmons. The other bandmates pull him off. What a pathetic attempt at violence. Half of those uppercuts weren't even on tempo. Get your shit together, Miles. Into your room. Miles is speaking to his father and a lawyer.
Jesus, kid. Why didn't you tell me J.K. Simmons was a first-class nut job?
Because I wanted to be the very best, like no one ever was.
You should consider suing. I represent a family who want him fired. Their son was a professional jazz trumpeter who committed suicide. And they blame it on the fact that a bunch of years previously, J.K. said a bunch of mean stuff to him.
That sounds exactly as flimsy as telling a court it was J.K.'s fault I got hurt. And not my fault for speeding through a red light while talking on the phone. J.K. was just trying to inspire me. Through abuse.
Paul Reiser.
Because that worked out so well for Michael Jackson.
Kid, be mediocre and happy. It's time to hang up the drumsticks.
Miles drops out of school and spends the next few months working on a shitty cashier job. One day he sees J.K. playing piano in a bar.
So I got fired. Apparently the school wanted an approach to education that was more Magic School Bus and less Machiavelli. The pansies.
But why, J.K.? I had talent. I could have been the next Gene Krupa.
All of that abuse was just to push you into being perfect. Kids these days need pushing. And by pushing, I of course mean constant discouragement and abuse. After all, without a lifetime of being told he was a worthless piece of shit, how could Charlie Parker have ever developed his musical genius / alcoholic depression?
True. Why? If a talented musician only received praise and adulation their whole life, they could only ever wind up being mediocre. Like that total hack Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Of course somebody can reach their full potential without being traumatized. And even if they couldn't, isn't running a music program which destroys all but the once-in-a-generation geniuses just a bit of a psychotic, Jesus, you have fallen far. I can't bear to watch this. I will admit that somewhere deep in the gravity well of the neutron star that is your worthlessness, there may or may not be some microscopic shimmer of talent urging to break free. Miles, I'm going to give you one more chance. Miles Teller, Stockholm Syndrome. Really? Sure. And don't think about the fact that the last time I gave you even a little bit of praise, it was just a deceptive prelude to trying to brain you with a chair. I'm leading a jazz concert in a month. We're all playing all the old standards. You should drum for us. Miles Teller getting the shakes. Oh, shit. I should really call my sponsor. Give in, Miles. Fall off the wagon. Take a big snort of pure rhythm. It makes the pain go away. Miles Teller relapsing. I'm in. I know you're not fucking with me. I mean, after your recent career setback, you won't sabotage this important concert just to get some petty revenge, surely. J.K. Simmons rubs hands slowly, cackling. Interior concert hall. Miles is ready to perform the show. All right, band, before we go out there, let's just establish that this concert is some kind of permanent no-take-backs affair that will define your careers forever and ever. Apparently the president of music is in the audience or something. And if you fuck up here, then for the rest of your life, you won't be able to get hired to so much as run a concession stand at a Nickelback concert. Understood? All right, let's jazz. They go out on stage. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an evening of classic jazz numbers that Miles has played a billion times. But first, we're going to play a completely original song Miles has never heard of called... We're going to play a completely original song Miles has never heard of called Fuck You, Miles, Fuck You to Death with a Battering Ram by the composer Ha 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 Ha. Oh, you psychotic fuck. And a one and a two. Miles flails his way through a song that wasn't on the set list, showing surprisingly little improvisation skill for a virtuoso jazz musician. For an encore, he flees the stage like a bitch. Paul Reiser. All right, Miles, it's over. Your career will never recover from that. You're just as mediocre as me. Let's go catch a flick. No, I'm sorry. I'm just not cut up for mediocrity and happiness. I have to drum, even if it means being sad and lonely and insane. Miles storms back on stage. J.K. Simmons. So, since I haven't had a backup drummer come out, apparently we're fucking up the entire concert with completely drumless renditions of... Notices Miles. Oh-ho! So the lily-livered pansy wants to go out for round two. All right, fine. Let's try some... Miles Teller drums ecstatically. Okay, so you're just going to play. That's fine. I can work with... Miles Teller drums psychotically. Wow, I'm finding very few things I can insult about that performer. Miles Teller drums just really, really, really well for like 15 minutes till he starts sweating, crying, bleeding, and orgasming all at once, and the drums transform into massive dragons and take wing, and he leaps towards them, wielding golden swords made of drumsticks to do battle in the ethereal realm that is jazz. J.K. Simmons. I'm not going to lie. Despite the fact that you are a putrid wank stain floating on the scummy surface of the human gene pool, that was actually not the worst thing I've ever heard. Approval! Okay, guys, let's play some Rush. Damn it! Miles gains all crazy points. End.
Movie Snark is a project of Bad Maria Productions. Please visit badmariaprods.com for more. And thanks for listening.